What's the difference between inspiration and pride? Or to be inspired versus to be proud? I think at face value, both are positive, unifying, creative. We're proud or inspired by people around us, things that we see, art that we take in, accomplishments of friends, or the actions of people. I think there is a big element of being proud of our past accomplishments, the things that we've done, the mountains we've climbed. And that's not something to take lightly, because we've all overcome so much. We've all achieved things in our lives that are worthwhile, and we all have moments and occasions that are worth celebrating. But I think there is a need for distinction between the two, and I think there's a need for reflection on what is valuable for our life as we continue to move forward and continue to live well every single day. I find that to be proud is most often a reflection of the past. It's us looking behind us, putting a spotlight on all the things we've done without maybe a consideration or a vision of what's to come. Maybe it's language, maybe it's semantics, maybe it's also a powerful way to consider details. I think that inspiration is far more potent as a way to see the world, a way to relate to others, and a way to create progress in our lives. I believe inspiration connects us in a far deeper level and unifies us together to grow. And just think, think about the things in your own life. I am proud that I went to university and graduated. I'm proud that I moved to a new country and set up life and met so many friends and family. These are all positive things. But they are moments in time, they're reflections of the past, they're acknowledgments or achievements or recognition without where I am now or where I'm going. And even the simplest switch of perspective. I'm inspired that I went to university. I'm inspired that I moved to a new country and set up life with new friends and family. There's just something about that that keeps me moving forward, that keeps me fulfilled in this moment, that allows me to say, yeah, let's keep going from here. Let's build from here. Let's use this as something that fills up the well or the essence or the motivation to continue to live life beautifully. Sometimes I think when we're proud, it can seem to appear that we're putting ourselves above something or someone. I'm proud of you for this, as if I'm the level or the person of metric. I'm the person who's signifying what's good. I'm proud of you for achieving this task. I'm proud of you for getting a new job, as if I know the answers, as I know what's right here. If I'm inspired, then I believe it's a way to lift someone up, to acknowledge that they have something to offer and to share with the world, and it's something that motivates you, that what they've done has impacted you, and that's important, to recognize in others that there is value, that there is worth, that they have something meaningful to offer, whether it's a person, whether it's a situation, whether it's a piece of art, that there is valuable contribution that has had meaning and personal impact to you. And I think that's what inspiration is all about. I have understood that a lot of school teachers these days use the word inspiration to encourage children, to recognize talent, passion, kindness as a place to show kids that they're worth something. Hey, I'm inspired by how you treated Vanessa. You guys have done an amazing job to become friends and treat each other well, and I'm inspired by the way that you acted, and I can see how I would do that more in my life. As opposed to just, I'm proud of you for being nice. You've done a good job. You've got a gold star. I think we need more of that, not just between adults and kids, but between human and human. To recognize that we all inspire each other in so many different ways, and that the impact that we see around us has so much impact within us. So let that be your practice today. See what happens if you remove the word proud and replace it with inspiration. Be inspired, not proud. Let that be your good intention for today.